and Soul Summit. I am so grateful that you are here and you are opening yourself to the beauty and strength of empowering yourself from heart and soul living. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host and publisher for Powerful You Publishing, and I'm so grateful to present to you all of the authors from our upcoming book, Heart and Soul, Living a Love-Filled, Spirit-Guided, Consciously Created Life. And all of these authors are really amazing women. I've had the opportunity to talk to each and every one of them. I've read their stories in the book, and I will tell you, they're truly amazing. They have had, as we all have really, so many ups and downs in life. You know, they've had their own, you've had your own. What they have done is transformed from these ups and downs and these things that have occurred to them or things they've gone through. And they're following their passion. They're living their purpose. And they're here today to share some part of that with you. So it's lessons from their life, lessons from their businesses, and lessons from the book, the story they're sharing in the book. And today I'm really excited to share with you Christine Clark. She is one of the co-authors. And her title for this interview is You Are the Soul Journey. If you're tired, learn to rest. Not give up. And I'm really excited about that. But at first, I'm going to read a brief introduction of Christine, and then we'll get started talking with her. Christine Clark has been involved in the fitness, nutrition, and healing arts for 25 years. She is the founder of Pilates Fusion Incorporated, where she provides a unique, sacred space for healings of all kinds to occur. She is also a licensed naturopath, Ayurvedic consultant, advanced Reiki and integrated energy therapist, a reconnective healing practitioner with The Reconnection, a therapeutic massage therapist, and a hypnotist. Currently, Christine is focused on the work of Dolores Cannon and is a quantum healing hypnosis technique practitioner, helping people to communicate with their higher self and their interdimensional natural state of being to facilitate acceptance of their human form with more love and joy. And Christine, I'm so happy to welcome you today. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Sue. I'm great. I'm so excited about this.
Me too. And I really am excited to share your journey because your tagline for your title says, if you're tired, learn to rest, not give up. And I think there are so many people that struggle with that, you know, because, you know, we do get tired. We get overwhelmed. There's a lot of stuff going on. And we do need to learn to rest and not give up because some of those things happen or we just push through. So I'm so interested to hear what you have to say about that. But first, I'd really love if you would tell us how your experience was with writing and sharing your life story for this anthology book and also what heart and soul living means to you.
Oh, my goodness. The writing for the book was, first of all, I'll say it was cathartic. I've been recently, in the past 2 years, sort of telling my story verbally to a close friend that I've been friends with over the last 3 years. So I've already been sort of telling my story. So this was already coming out verbally. I was only telling it to one other person. And then to sit down and put it on paper and tell your story for yourself first and then to others was different. It was a different level. It was a deeper level. And it was a really beautiful process and a beautiful experience. I put a lot of it. I was a bit stressed in the beginning. The idea of it was it was stressful. In that it seemed like it was going to be a lot to do, but it was also exciting. So it was a real mixture of all kinds of different emotions. But it wound up being a lot easier than I thought. I was, I guess, really ready to tell my story. And then just working with your staff and even the editing process was beautiful because after the editing, this was really profound for me. I liked my story even more. It put it more in order. And even as putting myself in the place of reader, it was amazing. So, I mean, from A to Z, it was a really wonderful experience with writing for the book.
That's great. You know, and we've had so many authors that had similar experiences, a catharsis or some kind of opening or awakening or healing kind of that occurs whenever you start really putting it down. And, of course, this is your story. You've lived and known your whole life, right? So it's kind of interesting that something now can happen even after all these years.
Oh, yeah. It's really, I mean, like I said, I was ready. And I've been helped by others who have just been really honest with the world and have really been brutally honest with their stories, and it's helped me. So it was a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to give back in the way that I've been helped. So it was,
that's true.
It was just, I recommend this to anybody.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's great. And, you know, so the title of this book is Heart and Soul. And so what does that mean to you, Christine, heart and soul living?
Well, it really means for me to really live from a place of authenticity, being authentic with yourself first, and then, you know, this allows you to be authentic with others. And if you've gone through a lot of trauma in your life, by default, you can really go into a state where you're just even more unaware and deeper into denial. And when you can get through all of that and come out of all of that where you're, okay, raw and open is honest, and here I am, and whether it's because, you know, whatever woke you up, whether it's just pure exhaustion or otherwise, it really gets a lot lighter, and you start creating consciously and instead of, you know, not aware. So it's really the way to go.
Yeah, I'm with you. I totally agree with you. Now, Christine, whenever I read your introduction, it looks like, gosh, you have a lot of certifications and trainings, and you do a lot of different types of work. Will you tell us about your hypnosis work and how that balances out your week teaching Pilates too?
Oh, yes. Well, I love variety. I seem to have a capacity for it. And I've done other forms of healing work. And what's really great about the hypnosis is that I can do a hypnosis session for a client during the day, and then I can go and teach two or three Pilates classes in the evening. And I've never been able to do that before. I was always too tired after doing a couple of massages. I couldn't mix the two different modalities in one day. Whereas with this, with the hypnosis, I just seem to be able to just blend this into whatever is going on. And I find this really interesting. I'm glad that you asked this question, because the hypnosis work, it just seems to be a part of my other part of my life. When I first did a hypnosis session and went to go teach Pilates in the evening, I realized I've already been putting people through a degree of hypnosis in my teaching. And, because it's mind body fitness, it's slow, methodical movements. And so you're already doing that. And so that was one insight. And then it was like, okay, I can go be with my family, and I can, you know, I can go and cook up a storm after. I don't have to, you know, sit and recover. It actually, doing a session for a client, more often than not will energize me. So it's been really easy to balance out my week with being able to, do two different types of modalities, even in one day.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, because I do know that some of that work is, I will call it exhausting, some of it, because you really put all that energy into it. So I think that's wonderful that you can do both with all of your clients, too. That's really terrific. So, you know, this the hypnosis that you do is quantum healing hypnosis technique. I don't know if that's a special kind of hypnosis. Maybe you could talk about that. But I'd also like to know, what are some of your experiences as a hypnosis practitioner, and why you love this work so much?
Right. So the work itself is, you know, you're working with people's minds, and the answers are coming from the person, from within them. It's not coming from outside. So to be able to work with people's minds like that in the deepest state of relaxation, which is theta, it's really wonderful. With all the body work experience and training that I've had, this really just seems to complete things. And it's not traditional hypnotherapy. It's very quantum. It's very untraditional in terms of the approach. Even the induction doesn't take as long as traditional hypnosis techniques. the duration, the time duration to put someone into that state of trance is much, much shorter. And it's really, really amazing that I don't get tired, that I actually get ignited and fed. One of the reasons why is because I believe my whole life has been groomed for this work. So that's a good indication that, I'm in the right place.
Wow, that's terrific. So now, so you are a practitioner and you help other people with this. What about your own experiences with these QHHT sessions? What has that been for you?
Well, that's really, I've had two sessions so far. I intend to have more. They've been really very deep healing experiences for me on very deep levels, and at an appropriate rate, I have to say. Even going back to revisit the same subject matters, but even being shown more of the details, which were visually difficult to experience, were much easier to experience because there was a readiness state within me for it. And it's really interesting how the subconscious works. The subconscious knew that I was going to have a second session and knew that they could take me deeper. And it was a lot like being the spirit guide for that part of me that was in that moment in the past, revisiting the past. And I was able to be my own spirit guide for that memory. And I was able to go back and view everything from a higher state of awareness and knowledge and wisdom. And that was really, really something. I mean, there's so many different levels and layers of healing. A lot of my clients already come to me with, having done a lot of work already. But sometimes there's just these little tipping points that just make all the difference in the world. So I loved the work even before I had my own experiences, but even since having my own experiences, it's just really brought me more deeper into my love for this work and my dedication.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Christine, I know some of your life story, and I don't know how much you want to share on this interview, but I know that you endured a lot of trauma to your body, and you had some difficult life challenges. And I'm just wondering if you can tell us how you endured all of that, maybe a little bit about what it was and where you are today.
Yeah, well, I was sick. I was born not well, and then I just carried on this drama in my body of just always being out of balance, and the body gets addicted to that and the mind gets addicted to that, and then you start creating more and more experiences of keeping you in that same state. I chose my family to teach me about isolation, and then I moved out of into awareness. Hey, this is lonely, this is not fun at all. And then, going from, okay, well, this is not knowing any better. This is what life is like. And then realizing, no, other people are not living a life like that. And then it was like, oh my goodness, this is very lonely. And then being able to move out of loneliness and turn it into a solitude and being good with being with your, spending time alone, which a lot of people will often have trouble with. And the more time you can spend alone and commune with your soul in solitude, the more you actually start to feel connected and a sense of community from higher realms as well as within your own world, the world that you've created. So it's been a learning process, and it's been through the physical challenges that I've actually I use these physical challenges for many, many reasons. I would make myself sick to punish myself for allowing the things that happened to me happen. Then I would use it as an excuse to rest because I couldn't find a valid excuse to rest. I had to make myself sick, which you will often see in a QHHT session with clients. It's a really big theme. Why are people not healing? What are they getting out of that disease? What is the payoff? And then this gets addressed in the hypnosis session very often. So this was one of the things that I was able to benefit from my own hypnosis session. So when I found all that out, I mean, it was literally like it just really short-circuited the whole pattern. And I was really able to move forward at quite a quantum pace.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I've heard stories like that as well, you know, where people are easily through hypnosis, which, you know, is fairly a simple process. It can be very emotional, but it's a simple process. And, you know, they find healing within themselves. And they, you know, that's been kind of latent there for years waiting to be healed. Can you expand on that just a little bit? So what kind of healing takes place? Is it something where people get to release something, they get to forgive something, they get to actually do a physical body healing? What happens during the hypnosis?
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, it's all of that. You can do, a QHHT practitioner will ask the subconscious mind or the higher self to do a body scan. And you can find out imbalances that the client was even unaware of. You always have the client prepare a list of things that they want to get out of the healing. And sometimes people don't even have anything to do with the physical body because that's not what's important to them. And I always let them know, well, the body is very literal and has messages. And so what is out of balance? Even though that's not what you're here for today, let's go find out what those messages are. And, of course, once they're addressed, they're almost always healed right there on the spot. And the recording is proof that there's been a healing because it's all recorded. You hear your higher self saying, yes, we can heal this. They have the higher purpose and teaching lesson has been received. They don't need this. This is not helping them with their life moving forward, and we can release this today. And then I get confirmation of that, and then there's indications that a healing is occurring. So physical healing, people will have sensations in the body. Some people have no physical sensations at all, but they'll go even deeper into that state of theta, that theta healing where anything can happen. And this is where where more traditional hypnosis is very different. It's more limiting. They talk to the subconscious like a child. And Dolores Cannon said, well, let's put them in theta. Let's put them in a state where all the possibilities are there, where anything can happen. Let's not be afraid of putting people in a state where anything can happen. This is opening up the capacities to healing. So even with, you know, it's about the client taking responsibility. It's coming from them. It's not coming from outside of them. They're taking their baggage up the mountain, and as they climb up that mountain, that baggage gets lighter and lighter, and when they get up to the top, it's gone. And you can just go through those processes by sometimes people have a past life memory and they need to forgive the person that took their life. Or you take them to spirit side and they have a chance to review the life that they had. Some souls don't take that time to do that, and they come back and they'll jump right back into another body, and they haven't had any time to process the previous life. So when that kind of thing is done, you're really able to release some past experiences that are imprinted into the body that's brought in into the next lifetime. And all of this gets addressed and removed. And it's really quite amazing how these healings are just done instantaneous. And then it's really important that the client remembers to listen to the recording after, because this is what helps work with the left brain, the ego part of the human self. The more human self will have doubt. And so even though the client will receive the healing, clients can fall out of healing if they fall out of belief that they've received the healing. So the recording is really important to help wash that left brain, if you will.
That sounds amazing. Well, I love this. I have one quick question for you. Are these sessions that you do you only do them live and in person, or can you do them via Skype or on the phone or something like that?
I know that that's being done out there. I don't think that it's, I don't think it's really the responsible thing to do, because if something happens, you're not there to guide them out of fear. You know, some people will wake up in on a death scene, and if you're not there with them, you know, it's difficult to coax them through that and to remind them that they're observing now, and that they're not alone this time, that I'm with them, and that kind of thing. I personally don't think it's really the responsible thing to do. I really think that this is an in-person, like a you know, one-on-one in-person kind of thing, to have the best, most safe and responsible, you know, to be safely responsible as the practitioner, and to get the best results for the client. This really should be done one-on-one, in my opinion. If you want to do hypnosis online, there's a lot of self-hypnosis, which is very, very different and can be just as effective. But no, to answer your question, it's definitely something I would never do on Skype or online.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
And so, Christine, this has been great. I know that there are a lot of listeners who are going to want to reach out to you, and I also know that you have a gift for them. So can you please tell us about your gift and how they can access that, and also tell us how they can see you online at your website and things like that?
Oh, yes. Well, I've made some videos that are light language activation, and they are free. And I've also made some videos to demystify about the hypnosis, what are some of the fears people may have, and what are some of the things that can happen in a hypnosis session. And so if you would like to send me, if people can send me their email, they can send it at Clark Christine, CLARKCHRISTINE, number 9, at gmail.com. I can then send you these gifts when they become available on my website at hypnosishealing5d.com, hypnosishealing5d.com, and also pilatesfusion.ca. There will be some free gifts there as to what some clients will be might be a bit worried about when they first start Pilates. So these gifts are all about demystifying the work, just letting people know what some of the inside scoops are on what types of experiences people will have and how to best prepare for either a Pilates class or a hypnosis session. And people can also reach me at 514-671-9834.
Terrific. That sounds great. I'm looking forward to getting that myself.
Wonderful.
I so appreciate that. This information has been great, Christine. I love hearing what you have to say, and I know that you are living from your heart and soul, and I so appreciate that you are a part of the anthology book, Heart and Soul, that's coming out, and also that you shared yourself today. I thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thank you so much. This has really been a wonderful opportunity for me to give back, and give back in a way that I've been helped, and it's really been a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity, because it really moved me into a deeper level of growth.
That's great. Well, and I appreciate that. And listeners, thank you, too. We are grateful for you, because we know you're listening to this so you can grow and expand in your own life, and so you can live more from that space of your heart and your soul and feel that in your life. And so I invite you to continue to listen to this Heart and Soul Summit. I also invite you to buy this book, Heart and Soul, on our launch day, which is November 14th. Come back to our website, heartandsoulbook.com, and you'll be able to buy that book from Amazon on launch day. And when you buy the book, you come back to our website with your Amazon receipt number, and you'll be able to enter that, and you'll be able to receive lots of free gifts from our partners and authors. So you'll love that. So the whole package is really just a terrific way for you to get more connected, more expansive, and more living from that heart and soul space. So thank you all. I really appreciate you, and have a beautiful day, everybody. Bye for now.
Living from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all